Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hey, what's your name again?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. By the way, Cheryl, this is Charlie from Geek Squad Appliance Services Department.
Mm-hmm.
I just do have a question regarding the customer that I have in the idle line right now. This is about the building that the customer is currently living right now. She's kind of living in a condominium, and then the delivery team needs to have like a certificate of insurance first, and the customer needs to get their license in order for that certificate of insurance to be approved by their manager in a building.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to see if you could able to provide the delivery team assigned for this appointment in XPO his license or just an employee number.
No, what I can do is send a message over and have them to send that information to wherever it needs to go. What is the order number?
Sure. That would be the BBY01-806
BBY01-806-437-926-543.
Yes.
Okay, it says, and you'll verify the customer's name and address on the order for me, please.
All right, the customer's name is Matthew Bullock, and then the address is 23 Richmond Boulevard, Unit 1B, Ronkonkoma, New York, 11779.
Okay, and they need a COI.
All right, so I no longer need to submit a certificate of insurance request for the customer, or you'll be the one to do it?
I'll send it over one moment. I just need to get some information as to the name and where we're sending it to. And why. So I need it. Okay, and your name again, please?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie, okay. Okay, and where does it need to go to?
You mean the address?
No, the customer's email or a fax that the certificate of insurance need to be sent to.
So email and fax?
Yes.
All right, let me just try to get back to my member to ask for this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me place you on hold, Cheryl.
Oh my God. And she was saying, because I ain't taking another one.
Hello, Cheryl.
Yes.
All right. The customer wants to add information to the insurance, to the certificate of insurance. That would be the Knob Hill Condominium Section 1, Board of Managers as additional insured. And then beside that one, there should be like a contact license, like the technician assigned to this.
Okay, that is information that our technician will have. I need to know where to send the request to, is all I need. That's why I asked you for an email address or a fax number for that building manager.
All right, sure. 1 second. Cheryl?
Yes.
The customer said she don't have, I mean, he don't have any fax address, but she prefers sending this certificate insurance through the email.
What is the building manager's email?
P as in Peter, H as in hotel, R, E as in echo, E as in echo.
That is the customer's email. We will not send it to the customer. We have to send it to the building manager. I need the building manager's email. If he or she does not have that information, they need to obtain that information and give us a call back.
All right. Let me ask if she has the building's manager's email address. 1 second. Hello, Cheryl?
Yes.
Yeah, the email would be info@knobhillsection1.
Spell that out.
Com. It's info and then at knobhill, knobhill section, section1.com.
INFO at symbol NO, B as in boy, HILL, S as in Sam, EC as in Charlie, T as in Thomas, ION, the number 1 or 1 spelled out.
Yes, that's right.
NobhillSection1.com. My question was the number 1 of the word 1 spelled out.
Oh, it's number 1. Like
dot com.
Only 1.
Okay. Yes, .com. All right. I will send this over for the technician's office to send that over so they will have that information.
Great.
Her install.
When
is...
will the mm-hmm. Is the customer will also get informed regarding this?
Yes, her building manager should inform her.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's it. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Bye for now.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPL.